Calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
What bank is this?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Where are you guys located at?
We're actually down in San Diego.
San Diego, okay. Reservation code 2411-0201-0009-5861.
Okay, let me pull up your file really fast.
MetroYMCA.org. Awesome, thank you. And I'm so sorry, what was your name on that? Kelsey, thank you so much.
9, 5, 8, 6, 1.
All right, I'll
call back
in about an hour, so.
Okay, is this Alpha Underground Construction?
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm the owner.
Okay.
Michael Cirino.
Michael Cirino, perfect. Okay, and so I'm just going to, actually, what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected?
520-247-7400.
74.
All right, I got a couple quick questions before you waste my time and I waste your time. All right, this, number one, it says reasonable rates for up to 72 months. What's the rate interest? $200,000.
Okay, well, let me get into that. Let me just, real fast, I have to do this for security reasons. Just let me confirm some of the stuff I have here on file. Can you just confirm the billing address real fast?
4301 North Plum Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, 85705.
Okay. And do you have an email?
I'll give you that later when I hear the interest rate.
Okay, that's fine. And how do you structure your business? Is it an LLC, sole prop?
It's a corporation, S-Corp.
S-Corp? Perfect. Yes. And then how long have you been in business?
Since 2005.
Since 2005. Okay.
January 12th, 2005.
Perfect. Okay, so now we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you are looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
All right. You want to know what I need to do with it, right?
Yes.
You're asking. I want to pay off some people that I owe money to on personal things, business things.
Okay.
You call it.
Okay. And how much were you looking for?
$200,000.
Okay. Pay off some people. Are these now the people you're trying to pay off here? Is this
bottom line? Bottom line is I'm paying my partner off. He wants to return. I'm trying to pay him off. Bottom line.
Okay.
Make it simple.
Okay. Perfect. When were you looking to get it by?
Well, I'm leaving for Italy on September 19th, the week from today. So either before this week or when I get back in October.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Sorry, I'm just doing some hand notes here.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Have you worked with the capital loan before?
No.
So the way the capital loans work, it is a shorter term loan. It's unsecured cash. So it does get directly deposited into your account. The thing that you saw there for the 72 months, that was more for the equipment financing side.
Okay.
So that being said, with the working capital, that's going to be, like I said, more of the 3 to 36 months, somewhere in that range.
No problem.
Okay. And
36 months, I'm fine with 36 months. I plan to pay them back within 2 years, so.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Perfect. Awesome.
36 months will be fine.
Okay. And the nice thing about it, too, is that it's more based off of your sales, more so than is your credit. That's another nice thing.
Right.
Speaking of that, do you know what your credit is at right now? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
It's good? Do you have, like, a range, maybe, about what you think it might be at?
What's a credit ratio?
Yeah, or just, when's the last time you saw your score?
My score, I think, is around 6-something, if not 7. Okay. I think it was 690 last week. I want to be going by Dun & Bradstreet. They said 690. And I thought I had some, it went up a couple points to 7, I think. If I remember correctly, that was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because I hooked up with Dun & Bradstreet, so.
Oh, all right. No problem. You know, we have programs that work, you know, with credit tiers A to D, and capital, it's not really based off your credit. And we do take a little look at it, and that's nice.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not a problem. Now, I answered all these questions. You haven't answered one question of mine yet. The interest rate for 36 months.
Right. No, I know. I was just getting into that. I have to see, you know, what you're using the funds for. The thing with the capital loans and it being unsecured cash, it is, you know, since there's no collateral on that, it is going to be a little bit more risky. So,
okay,
that being said, we don't have a
well,
set.
I got collateral. Yeah. I got on some properties. If you guys want some collaterals to get the interest rate down cheaper, I mean, I don't care. What is it?
Yeah, not
Like I said, like it all depends. The capital, with the capital, we don't really take collateral. The only time we would ever take collateral is like it's like yellow iron or something like that. That's
no problem,
the only time.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what it is. It's called a fixed payback rate. And what that means, it's not really an APR. It's more of you take out a loan and you know exactly how much you're going to pay it off or how much you're paying back. And so there is no set rate. I know business owners, I get these calls all the time and they just say that they want a specific rate. Now, it all depends. It depends on what the business looks like, you know.
So there is no set rate, you're telling me? I mean, it go up to 23% one day, next day you go up to 60%?
Well, no, we wouldn't do that. It's a fixed payback rate. So it doesn't fluctuate like that ever.
Okay.
So it is fixed.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Now, you're going to have to realize that Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. What's the fixed rate going at about? I mean, ballpark. I'm not going to hold you to it.
No, I gotcha. It all depends. It's unsecured cash. It's going to be riskier.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a little bit more expensive than your more traditional bank. Now,
I
don't like giving out numbers. The only reason I say that is because it's happened to me before. I've given out a number and it comes back completely wrong, and then I lose all my credibility.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hold you to it. I'm just curious what they're going for. Because if you guys are going to be outrageous, 12%, 15%, or 18%, I'll go somewhere else, bottom line.
No, yeah, I got you.
Further. Yeah.
Sure.
But if it's somewhere, you know, if it's somewhere 6%, 7%, 10%, I'm fine with that. But that's what I'm getting at, to give me an idea before we waste any more time. And I really don't like giving my information out until I know what I'm paying. I have to pay back. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. And
so that's what I mean, a ballpark with the range about,
we definitely have those rates that you're looking for. Let me ask you this. Do you have a working capital loan out? Or no, you haven't worked out with it. Do you have any other loans out?
Just on two vehicles and two boring machines. That's it.
Okay.
The two vehicles are around 70-some-odd thousand. I still roll on. And it's a 2014 and 2015 Chevy. One's a Chevy Tahoe, one's a Chevy Silverado, and two directional drilling machines, which I paid $500,000 for, and I think I only have around $60,000 left on those.
Okay, very nice. On credit cards, I'm just trying to get a better picture of what other people are giving you rates for.
Credit cards I pay off every month.
Okay, do you know what your...
100%.
Okay, who do you usually go with your bank?
I just paid my American Express off. I have the gold card. Friday, that was for $35,000. I just paid that off this month.
Okay.
So, to give you an idea.
Sure. Do you have your own local bank that you normally go through?
Chase Bank, yes.
Chase. Okay. Do you have a line of credit with them?
No, I never needed it before. No.
Okay. The only reason I was getting to that question was just because I was going to see if you had one, what the rate would be for that. And I was going to explain why their rate would be a little bit better. Okay.
I never need to go that route, and I've seen this thing come in the mail the other day, and I wanted to call you to see what you guys had to offer, and before I go to the bank.
Yeah, seriously.
Sure, I got you. The way I work, what I do is I qualify for you the most amount and the longest term possible, and then we work back from there.
All I need is 200, not a dime more, and whatever you make the lowest rate for, I don't care. Is there any penalties for prepaying off early?
Absolutely not. We actually encourage it.
can encourage you. Okay, nope, not a problem. So,
yeah, there's actually some discounts on that, too.
There's discounts on that, too. That's what I like to hear, because I'll probably pay it off ahead of time. I'm not worried about that.
That's perfect.
Just right now, I'm trying to get rid of the other partner, and as long as I have them without paying them $200,000, I got to pay them monthly fees. So, you know, the faster I get them paid off, I eliminate that extra fee I have to pay every month to them. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I'm 100% owner, yes.
Okay.
What it is my girlfriend. I'm 100% owner of the company. My ex-girlfriend, I have to pay her off for the part of the business. But I'm 100% owner. I'm not going to screw her bottom line. So.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean? She was going with me from day one, and I'm not going to screw her.
I got you. Okay. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Fantastic. I got enough work right now to last me until next year, probably February, without taking another thing. I do underground aerial splicing for all the communication companies here in Tucson.
Oh,
I
wow.
Cox Communications, CenturyLink, Level 3, AT&T, for all the big boys. I do all their fiber, underground, aerial, and splicing for them.
That's awesome. How did you get into that?
I got into it about 11 years ago.
Yeah?
I've been doing it my whole life for everybody else, and I said, fuck that. I'm tired of making everybody else rich. I'm doing it for myself. So I did. So.
Awesome. Okay. And you said you started in 2005. Have you been with it since 2005, or was it?
Yes. I started the company up in 2005. I've been here. I'm the sole owner.
Yeah.
And it was me and my girlfriend started up, and legally I'm 100% owner.
Okay.
But I'm.
That's perfect.
I'm not going to screw her. I don't screw nobody. So, you know, I told her I'll give her money just to get rid of her.
That's awesome.
So
okay.
To help her out, I'm not gonna screw her. She was with me from day one, and she stood by me, so, you know, I'm not going to screw her.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Well, it's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you guys are really busy. That's no competition either, then, yeah?
Yeah, I'm too busy. I'm ready to retire, but I'm too busy.
Too busy. I like that. Perfect. What were your annual sales like last year, just so I can get a range here?
$4 million.
$4 million, nice. What are you on track for this year? Do you know?
Actually, I'm over that rate. I'm going to be around 5 or 6. Probably 5. 5.5.
Okay.
To be safe.
I'll put 5.5, no worries. That's nice, man. You guys are growing. You guys bringing on any employees or equipment?
I have 50-some-odd employees.
All right. Just so you know, too, we do equipment financing. Have you thought about bringing on any kind of equipment or anything?
I usually try to pay it off or pay cash. If I don't have the cash, I don't buy it unless it's something astronomical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I bought the boring register for $500,000, that I'll finance. But, you know, usually I'll either pay cash for equipment, or if it's cheap enough, I'll pay cash. Or, like these vehicles I own, I pay cash, or else I'll finance new one every year for tax write-offs. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there we go. Big 179.
So, very nice. Anyway. All right, what do you need from me?
I'm also trying to see, have you looked anywhere else? Like, are you shopping around?
No, I have not. Basically, the first ones I called, like I said, I just got this thing.
Yeah.
Through the hell I'm driving. Before I go to my meeting, let me give you a call, see what you guys got to offer before I go anywhere else or do anything else. But I'm just walking to my meeting now. So,
okay.
Do you want to call me back later on around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock?
Well, how about this? How about if I send you an email?
Okay.
That way I can shoot over, you know, my contact information. I have, if you want to see, you know, actual hard numbers of what we can get you qualified for, you know, it'd be like just a couple things.
We'll see if you qualify, we'll try it that way. And what do I need to do, fill out this piece of paperwork kind of thing, FXD or what?
Yeah, that one. You can fill that out, or, you know, on the email,
you
can scan it and send it.
Did you want my profit and loss for last year, too, for the company, or what?
So there's just three things.
I have all that.
Yeah, just your tax return. 6 months of bank statements, and just the application.
Email all that to me.
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good email for you, Mike?
right, yeah, because I'm walking this meeting right now. They're waiting for me. All right, email that to me and I'll get it to you. All right?
Okay, what's a good email for you, Mike?
M.Reno, R-E-N-O, at MSN.com.
M.Sereno at MSN.com.
No, M.Reno, R-E-N-O.
Oh, okay.
M.Reno at MSN.com.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Mike, I'll be in touch.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike.